Vikings All-Pro running back Adrian Peterson. Take it away, AP.
All right. It's time to drop the puck. So everyone say it with me.
It's time to play.
It's time
to play
hockey.
Hockey.
Adrian Peterson all over the news as of yesterday when we got off the radio. He released a statement to SportsCenter.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to read that?
Go ahead. Yep, I've heard it, but go ahead.
The reason I'm not attending OTAs has nothing to do with wanting to be traded. It's about securing my future with the Vikings. It's business, not personal.
Okay.
And I understand that firsthand. Go Vikings. It's the first time I've heard him say anything nice about the Vikings in probably 9 months.
He also knows that he ain't got too many cards to play. I hope he does finally figure this out in his head. It sounds like he's been in a tough place with all this, and he's probably thought he was going to get out of it and get into more money. I think money would be the biggest hang up at this point.
What about 2 more years, $28 million guaranteed?
Say that again.
2 years, $28 million guaranteed. Right now he has 3 years, $44.5 million not guaranteed.
Well, I mean, anything can happen to a running back. I mean,
you can get hurt. And then take out an insurance policy on the deal.
Well, that probably wouldn't be a bad gesture on the Vikings' part, but I don't think they owe him anything. And quite frankly, they can force him to play without having to guarantee a dime.
Yeah.
Because when you sign those long-term contracts, and you know this, but when they sign those, the agent and Rob Brzezinski and Rick Spielman all have, and Ziggy Wolf. They all have an understanding that the fair amount of guaranteed money is this, and whatever that is. But whatever he signed for in that big six-year deal, seven-year deal, that was what he put his name on. I agree that this much money is guaranteed. So it's over. It's a done deal.
So the statement yesterday to SportsCenter, Josina Anderson, and then we were going to talk about the statement, talk about what Adrian Peterson's going through, this and that, and all of a sudden, this afternoon, he had a bit of a Twitter rant, started losing his mind, that just ended, let's see here, when did it end? His last tweet was 10 minutes ago, but it started about 53 minutes ago, and he started off saying, "I love people who think they know it all. Shake my head. Research how many NFL teams hasn't honored a player's contract and learned something." And I'm going to speak in correct English because that's the way it's written. 1,000 retweets, 987 favorites. Then he went on to say, question for the people, is a contract two-sided or one?
It's one-sided.
It's one-sided.
Of course it is.
And he goes, okay, great. Two-sided. Well, why when one party decides, Mr. Question Mark, we want you to take a pay cut now or better yet, flat out release you? That's why I think there's never no talk about honoring a contract. So his point basically is being, okay, well, why do I have to honor contracts when teams don't honor contracts? Why do I as a player have to honor a contract when the Vikings could cut me at any time now because of this non-guaranteed money deal? I'm just trying to get, this is Adrian Peterson, I'm just trying to get some guaranteed money to secure my future here with the Minnesota Vikings. He went on to tweet, I know hundreds of players that wish their team would have honored the contract, but instead got through to the side like trash. A little crazy how one side has so much power that they can do as they please when it comes to the contract. But when the other player, or when the other side players feels, for whatever reason, family, change of scenery, or simply what they feel just might work best for them, those same laws don't apply. It's all about honoring your contract. Sounds like free will is being a little challenged to me. Adrian went on to say, all I'm saying is, a Minnesota Viking player, we need the same power to do as all 32 teams do as they feel, under contract or not. It's time for a change. Then again, I'm grateful because at the end of the day, I know some of those guys that wish a team held on. And then he finished it 10 minutes ago saying, also, I appreciate all my colleagues for voting ya boy into the top 100. Mad love and respect goes out to all of y'all. God bless.
Well, it's just a guy that doesn't get it. That's all there is to it. That's right. They get to say, here's your contract. It's back-end loaded. If you are everything that you could possibly be for every one of those years, like Jared Allen, You might make it. You might make it. But it's the business side of football is different, even from when I played. But the fact is, you know your contract isn't guaranteed. So we have now in football, at least for the marquee players, guaranteed money. Never used to be that way. You had a signing bonus, and then it was up to you to go get the rest of that contract. Or it could be torn up any year, any time, and no extra money was going to be delved out. He is in a situation where, being Adrian Peterson, being one of the best football players that have, quite frankly, come down the pike in years and years and years, that's what kind of football player he is. He's a special guy. Well, guess what? You signed for an enormous amount of money, and an enormous part of that was guaranteed. You don't get to come back and say you want to do it again because you knew up front. You know up front it's not that way. Maybe it should be different. Maybe it should be like baseball or basketball.
Or hockey.
Maybe it should.
Why isn't it like baseball and basketball and hockey when it's the NFL and they're making multi-billions of dollars a year more than any of these other professional sports combined, it seems like.
Agreed.
And they're a nonprofit organization.
Look, I say, if you can get a guaranteed contract, good for you. Seriously. If you can get a 10-year deal guaranteed, like a Joe Mauer contract or an A-Rod contract or a Parisi or a Suter.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Who wouldn't want that? That? We don't have it in football. So when you go in to discuss or negotiate the business of football, it's not personal. He said it's business.
But then
you have to know what the game is.
But Ben Dagra, the agent who was speaking for Adrian Peterson up until this point, said it's not about the money. And he was relaying Adrian Peterson's, you know, whatever is coming out of it. It's not about the money. Although last night and then again today, it seems like it's about the money. Well, it's always about the money.
It is absolutely the money. He's telling you right there. Adrian is telling you right there it's about the money. He said, I'm not there because, you know, I have anything against the Vikings personally or anything else. It's business. He said it's business. And that means money. And he goes on to explain why he wants more guaranteed money. He wants a contract that can't be ripped up. But it can. And until the rules change, it's going to be this way. I mean, everyone has to play under the same rules. Everyone understands going in that it's going to be played that way. Now, he's a good enough football player that they paid him the kind of money they did because they knew they'd get 8 or 9 years out of him at running back. But at the end of that contract, they're all structured that way to have the last couple of years.
It's so funny how some of these just responses now from Minnesota Viking fans or football fans that follow Adrian Peterson. Okay, seriously, you need to shut up. Let's see here. Look, a lot of swear words. Put your phone away, bro. Put your phone away. Stop being such a baby and play. Please don't hit me.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, I mean, ask Chad Greenway what he thinks of what he had to go through this season to maintain his career here. He had to restructure everything in that last couple of years of a long-term deal. He still found a way because he was cooperative and compromising with redoing it for the Vikings. And I think what it made it sound like to me was that they created realistic playing time incentive to earn back an awful lot more of that and almost making it the same contract money that he would have made. But he's going to have to go earn it. It's going to have to be on the field production.
Here's what Pete Griffin just responded to him via Twitter. We're talking about this Adrian Peterson little Twitter meltdown he had just about 45 minutes ago. AP, your team could have had, quote, Ray Rice'd you, but for some whatever reason, they've been loyal to you this whole time. Go out, shut up, play the game. You won't be traded. You won't be cut. Come on.
He doesn't have any leverage. He's mad about it, but there's not a single thing. Even the great Adrian Peterson cannot tell the Vikings what to do and that he wants to be traded because he does. And he says he doesn't anymore because there's nowhere to go. There's no one that would have paid him the kind of money the Vikings are going to pay him this year. But he is also mad because of the way it's not going to be guaranteed. Well, I got news for you. That's the way she goes. That's just the way it goes.
Some of my friends who are the biggest Viking fans that I know, we always get together and watch the Vikings games together on Sundays. As of yesterday on Facebook and social media, they were sending pictures Adrian Peterson jerseys in the trash. Is Adrian Peterson continuing to hurt his stock by going on these Twitter rants or coming out to Josina Anderson in SportsCenter last night? I thought the release last night was kind of I thought maybe he was turning a corner here.
Yeah, I did too. It made it sound like he had gotten over some of it and was willing to move on because there is no other direction. They have him. They've got him right where they want him. They can force him to, like Zimmer said, you either play here or you're not going to play at all, and then two more years are going to pass, and a running back is done. You're done. You can't go on with somebody else.
It's just ridiculous. There are so many tweets on Twitter. That's what a legend looks like in a picture of Randy Moss. Adrian Peterson, grow up.
I'm telling you.
My son was born in his first outfit was an Adrian Peterson jersey. You're starting to lose me. I'm such a diehard fan, but I feel like you're telling us all to screw off.
Well, I don't know if he's telling the fans to screw off. He's mad about Adrian, and it's a selfish sort of take. And I don't think that fans want to feel that way about him, that he's out there because of the money. He's out there not for his teammates, not for anything else other than his record that he's chasing. That's an Adrian thing, too. I've always wondered why he makes that so apparent to everyone, that he's running down the record and he wants to be the 2,500 a year guy. I'm better than who was it that he was always in competition with? Chris Johnson, that's it. And he had it out for the pride thing of who's the best running back, who's got the most rushing yards, who's going to have the all-time rushing yards, and now it's money. And he's very much a me guy instead of a team guy.
Barrett Goetz just tweeted, what about us fans who have supported you since the beginning? Haven't heard you mention us once yet.
Well, I think he has, to be fair. I think he actually has. But he's one of the best football players to ever play down there.
How about coming to OTAs and then saying, okay, I'm here at OTAs, I'm showing you good faith, let's work this deal out. And then if he wants to skip a mandatory minicamp or training camp after that or whatever to make his point really well known, at least he tried. And it's like he's not even putting that foot forward to come to Winter Park and try and say, look, the Minnesota Vikings, I understand you've been loyal to me, even though I think, you know, behind the scenes, I wasn't really appreciative of what you've been doing. But I'm here. I want to be part of this team. And I want to secure my future here. You have Mike Zimmer. You have Teddy Bridgewater. You have a new stadium you're going into next year. Everything is looking roses for the Minnesota Vikings. Why isn't Adrian Peterson doing something instead of just sitting back at his house in Texas saying, I need more money?
I think that you can almost get caught up in a comfort zone where it's just easier to keep sitting there where you've been making money.
Being a coward.
But if he came to the first OTA and then skipped the rest of them, it wouldn't matter to me at all if I was the head coach. If you show up and you let the coaches know, this is still a new coaching staff for him. He hasn't played for these guys very much. He's played one game for this coaching staff. Why wouldn't you come in? The war is over with. My dark cloud has passed over. You know, I'm in the daylight now. Time to come in and say hi to all these guys that are in this locker room again for 3 days. Hit all the mini camps. They're mandatory. And, you know, maybe or maybe not go back to the OTAs. Because he trains hard. He trains down in Texas. A lot of these guys do this.
But he's the only one out of 90 players not down at Winter Park.
That's what Murph said yesterday.
Just show some goodwill on your side, Adrian Peterson. It would go so much further than what you're doing right now. It's so stupid.
That would be the voice of reason. That would be what he should be logically thinking. But through a lot of this process that we've gone through over the last year and a half, there hasn't been a lot of common sense, both on his part and Ben Dagra.
Yeah,
but they haven't. They have not played this very well.
No.
And the best thing he could have done is not say a word, let the agent have all the talk, and show up in training for this OTA or all the OTAs. He's so removed and isolated from this team now. He literally hasn't been there with them for all this time now. It's been forever.
Yeah. Heck of a show planned today. Coming up next, Britt Robson in my daily quest to try and get Minnesota Timberwolves fans to get on board with the Karl Anthony Towns pick. Haven't talked to Britt Robson about who he picks per your request, superstar Mike Morris. All these Timberwolves experts were getting on, NBA experts, about who the Timberwolves should take number one overall. All the rumors and everybody that we talked to, Jerry Zagota, that's connected with the Timberwolves, say you know, Flip Saunders is he's got a he's favoriting Jahlil Okafor right now.
That's
please.
I feel that
God,
way.
No.
I hope that he somehow comes around full circle and that he's just saying it. I don't know why, but he does seem to bring that name up more.
It's just ridiculous. I hope it's got to be a smokescreen. Has to be a smokescreen. But so we'll talk to Britt Robson about that coming up next. 4.5 questions. We'll get into all the stuff that is going on locally in professional sports, checking in with Vikings OTAs. A little bit more on this Adrian Peterson deal coming up just before 5. Jim Rich, Hardball with Mike Berardino, Sam Ekstrom talking about Brandon Bostic, my favorite Packer of all time, now in the Minnesota Vikings, the guy that screwed him out of the NFC Championship game. Adrian Peterson dropped 58 spots in the latest 100 NFL, top 100 NFL players of 2015. We'll talk about that. How are the Twins winning? Most reporters today predicting an implosion now that they're tied for first place in the AL Central at the Kansas City Royals. We'll wrap things up with the sillier side of sports and your true superstar, and we'll call it a day.
All that, what he just said, what Ben Holson just gave to you, that's the lineup. That's the card. Come on back. It's Radioactive Sports.
Oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Mike. What day is it, Mike?
It's Kick the Camel's Ass Day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Where'd you get that gun? I'm the one that's the keeper of the guns around these parts because Lord knows we can't trust you with a firearm. Where'd you get that thing?
Well, you know what? It's kind of fun to, you know, people say, not supposed to walk around with guns in here. How am I not supposed to walk in with these guns? You want some tickets to the gun show?
Yeah, how much are you going for?
Free. Absolutely free.
Damn, girl.
A box sweets for you.
Thank you.
You know, it's not even hump day, but it is time. It is that time to get a hold of Britt Robson. Because he knows what's going on. He knows everything about the Timberwolves. I mean, we talked to a lot of people that Zach was good yesterday with. Your buddy from...
Zach Harper from CBS Sports and a Wolf Among Wolves.
I mean, he's very knowledgeable. And Britt Robson, the same.
Going to everybody I have in my Rolodex to talk to Minnesota Timberwolves fans about who they should draft number one overall. And obviously, as a show, you and I talk about this every single day.
All the time.
So I'm going to the smartest people that I know to kind of either back up or have an argument with on the air. Back up what we're saying, or we'll accidentally have to tear them to shreds.
Correct. Now, Britt Robson, by the way, well, he's covered the Timberwolves since 1990, so a year after they became a franchise, for City Pages, The Rake, SportsIllustrated.com, and now... menpost.com. So we're
he's the real deal. We're not messing around here. We're not getting fluky junkies in here.
Correct.
I mean, we've had Jerry Zagoda, now Britt Robson, Zach Harper, and the list will go on and go on and continue to go on until June 25th during the NBA draft.
And with that being said, the debate continues between the two big men. It's Karl Anthony Towns and Jahlil Okafor. And we're going to bring Britt into the conversation right now and find out what he thinks. Britt, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You know what? I'm not going to say a word. I'm not going to spill what I feel is probably the right move to make if I'm Flip Saunders. But I'm going to let you do that. Ben, don't say one word. I think you already have to him.
You think I already have? You don't trust me?
Correct.
Britt,
I think that if you're looking at, obviously, Towns or Okafor, I think to do anything differently right now is to outthink yourself.
Correct.
You've spent the entire season losing 66 games in a very embarrassing fashion, so you could put yourself in exactly this position. You don't want to blow it, and I think from everything I understand it's a really inexact science, but I think Okafor and Towns are the widely consensus two best players on the board. I would take Towns of the two.
Woo! That's why I love you, Britt Robson.
See, now that draws some serious attention from the two of us here at 105 The Ticket.
Okay, I have no idea which way you guys would go.
We're on your side, buddy.
So nicely done. Nicely done.
And why would you go Karl Anthony Towns for the Minnesota Timberwolves?
For a variety of reasons. One, I think he is a quote-unquote safer pick. I've read people and I've watched Okafor some, and I understand that he has some skills that could translate into superstar skills, but I don't think that he has the broad base of talent that Towns seems to have. I think that Towns is clearly a better defender and better rim protector, and I think both of those things are how you win championships, especially if you have dynamic players on the other side of the ball on offense that the Wolves have now with Wiggins especially. I think that obviously Towns is a much better free throw shooter. Who knows if that can be fixed with Okafor, but we have seen a history of big men not shooting free throws, and that is becoming more and more glaring. Now, I think they will, the NBA will figure out some way to get rid of this Hacker thing, but I also do believe that if you don't hit your free throws as a big man, and you're the kind of guy who's down near the hoop making 60, 70% of your shots anyway, that you will get fouled. And if you can't make 70, 80% of your free throws, then that's going to be a liability. Okafor does have a much worse free throw percentage. Okafor doesn't seem to have the quickness on defense that Towns has. And I just think it's a safer, more broadly based pick. You can get into the programs, too. I mean, Kentucky, for whatever reason, seems to churn out better NBA players than Duke does, for whatever reason that is. I don't know. I mean, they are in the business of polishing players for the NBA every year or two that those players stay at that school.
Just love.
So I think that Towns will come in a little bit more NBA ready.
Yeah, Britt Robson, he's covered the Minnesota Timberwolves since 1990, one of the smartest Timberwolves brains we know, one of our favorite guys we bring on the show with us. He's covered the team basically since the inception. He's covered them from SportsIllustrated.com, City Pages, The Rake, and now MinPost. Do you think Flip Saunders, with your connection to the team, and obviously you know Flip Saunders rather well, do you think he's smokescreening when he says it's deeper than just a two-player draft, even though the Timberwolves have the number one overall pick? And do you think it's also a smokescreen when he alludes to the fact that he really likes Jahlil Okafor?
I think the first one is a smokescreen. I think that there was a time where you were getting down there where the Timberwolves were really, really trying to get that number one so they could just be assured, as much as getting the first pick, that they would not sink lower than fourth. So I do think that Flip has to be thinking in terms of one of those elite guys. Philadelphia does not need a big man. So Philadelphia at three is locked into DeAndre Russell, in my view. D'Angelo Russell, in my view. So that means that Flip can't really trade down or, for him to take Russell first overall just strikes me as, you're besotted with wings on this team, young wings, and you've just paid Ricky Rubio over $50 million to be your point guard. On the other hand, you've got a center, Nikola Pekovic, whose career is in jeopardy, who's never played 2,000 minutes in a single NBA season, clearly injury-prone and clearly on the shelf right now in terms of whether or not he's going to be able to have a career going forward if this current surgery he just had doesn't pan out. So I do think it's a smokescreen when he talks about moving beyond those two guys. As for Okafor and Towns, when I was speaking with Saunders for a big two-part interview, I've hopefully as part of a tradition now where I do it every year right around December or January, he was already likening Okafor to Tim Duncan and clearly was very, very much a fan of Okafor's game. Flip has always been somebody who really appreciates a special talent on offense and footwork on offense. And so I do think that it's going to be a really tough decision for Flip Saunders. And I think that as of now, I think he would probably take Okafor. Whether or not he will be swayed in the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks before the draft, I don't know. But I do think that Timberwolves fans should brace themselves for the distinct possibility that Okafor's name will be the one that gets called for the Timberwolves on June 25th.
Britt, I think you're right. From people like you that talk and write and blog and everything, the social media, it does lean that way. Their take is exactly what you gave us, is that Flip probably is thinking that way. And the other notion of taking the third man.
I said, You're not listening to me?
Go Vikes. Go Vikes. That's the horn. You know, I've, if you look up all the people that have gotten to blow that big, long, huge horn before the game, I forget. It's like a really strange name.
Galga horn?
Yeah, I think so.
Galga?
Close.
Something like that? There's an H in there, I know.
I've done it. Like the hell I haven't done that.
Worry me sometimes.
You know, I got up there. I was on cue. I did it right. And guess what? You don't really blow the horn. They make that sound. It's not really the horn.
No, it's fake.
That's what I just said, Ben.
Just like everything else. It's fake. God, I hate people.
I think that you and I are on the same page. All that hatred. All that disgust.
Sorry.
Have you blown the big horn, though?
Shut up.
We have Viking OTAs right now. Yeah, let's go into the Vikings.
Mike Wallace feeling at home in the Vikings offense, saying that finally there's an offense that he feels like actually fits his athletic ability, which is basically Hutt, go run for a touchdown. We'll throw it a long ways.
Here, run it down to the well, to the pump, and we'll throw it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like backyard football.
Mm-hmm.
Just take it deep. We'll do the bomb. I think Mike Wallace probably will be that kind of guy. He's going to take the top off the defense, as they say in the business. He'll make you squat. But anyway, he's fast. Let's just hope that his attitude and whatever this has been with him between Pittsburgh and Miami is that he has been passed off a couple times. I like what I see from Mike Wallace, but I don't know what is going on behind it. So that's, look, I'm glad he's finding a home and he's comfortable in this offense and Norv Turner has a place for him.
I mean, don't you think what's setting up here in the offseason for the Minnesota Vikings is a possible implosion? I mean, I feel bad for Coach Zimmer because if there's anybody that can keep a top on that implosion, it's Mike Zimmer. But I feel like just leading into this offseason, it kind of feels like the second year of Brett Favre with Brad Childress. You have Mike Wallace, who obviously had some problems. The Pouncey brothers called him out on it. He's saying, no, everything's fine. He walked up the field last year, the last game of the Miami Dolphins. There's some rumors going around that he's not the greatest of teammates. Adrian Peterson comes back here. What if he's disgruntled and doesn't get the money he wants or thinks he deserves or whatever it is? And he's going around telling all these young players, Teddy Bridgewater, Harrison Smith, name somebody that the Vikings don't take care of their players. This is how the Vikings, I mean, this, look at what's happening to me. This is going to happen to you guys too in the future because the Vikings are crap. And so all of a sudden getting, you know, this undertone going in the locker room and things starting to happen.
Well, I can tell everyone right now. I can just dismiss that because all the players know that the contract is structured that way. Apparently Adrian just learned this. And he just is finding out now that maybe the two highest paying years are the two ones at the end, and he may not be able to get to them because they always restructure the contract or release you.
They always restructure the contract, though. Why? Then that's basically his point. He wants a restructured contract, more guaranteed money, and restructure the deal. Let's go.
But if he's trying to tell younger players what the deal is, they already know. They already know. For God's sakes, why don't you know by now? Because he's Adrian Peterson, he's never had to worry about getting to another year of a contract. That's why. He's good. He probably will make it to the end of this contract. Who knows? If he comes back, he's going to have to come back and play. He's going to play. He will not sit and not make $12.75 million.
That's the thing.
He loves football. He has to play and he knows it. And I don't think they're going to budge on anything to make him feel better about anything and make him come. They've got him where they want him. He's already signed for his guaranteed money. So go out there and play. Hey, if he lights the place up, he'll get the next year. Get the next year too.
Of course he will. Let me remind listeners and Vikings fans that Peterson is the reason. I mean, the Vikings did really nothing. Even though he's blaming the Vikings and fans and the NFL and this and that, he's the one that hit his kid to basically a bloody pulp. I mean, the pictures are awful. Indicted, ended up plea bargaining down for a Class A misdemeanor. He missed the rest of the season, 15 games, because he was on the commissioner's exempt list. He was reinstated. Now he's not coming to OTAs, and now he's demanding he wants more money, albeit via the offseason, saying he doesn't feel comfortable coming back to Minnesota. He wants to be traded. He might retire, this or that. yesterday, Mike Zimmer, I love him. Adrian, he's really got two choices. He can either play for us or he cannot play.
He's not
going to play for anybody else. That's just the way it's going to be.
3 years. They can force him to do that for 3 years. And good luck on sitting out basically 4 years and going back and playing football somehow.
It's not
going
to happen.
But it can't happen.
But I think at the same time, I know he wants guaranteed money, but my God, you're making $12.75 million this year. If you were being underpaid, I might have some sympathy for you. But once you play one snap in the regular season, that contract becomes guaranteed for the rest of the year.
Correct.
Happy or not, I don't care. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a ton of money. And the best thing he could do is not keep skipping OTAs because he can keep $250,000 every time he comes to a three-day OTA because that's built into his contract, too, with his agent. Incentive. Those are called incentives or conditioning incentives or off-season incentive, whatever the case. He is passing on money. Don't pass on money. And I'll tell you what, if it comes down to minicamp, now that's different. Now I think it's a little steeper. And God forbid training camp then.
The guy said to make $750,000 a week during the football season. He also went off on a Twitter rampage today. Shortly before we got on the radio, we'll go through that again.
I love it. I can't wait to get to it again. We've done it once. It's funny.
But you may have missed it. We'd love to hear your response to what you think Adrian Peterson was even thinking with what he was writing today on Twitter. We'll go through some of the funnier things that we're finding on Twitter, some of the responses. Just for example, Adrian Peterson, you're smarter than this, sir. Your legacy is on the line. Get people out of your ear and don't ruin what you worked so hard to build.
Well said.
I mean, so many, 651-989-9105. You can tweet us at 105 The Ticket. Adrian Peterson, the story that will never die.
It really is. It's just the never-ending story. It just is not going to stop, is it? It's a bad dream. It's a recurring nightmare. But we're going to come back and talk a little more about that. Adrian Peterson's statement and how it affects the Vikings. Okay. We'll come back and explain that one really quick on Radioactive Sports.
Here's Sports Radio 105.
You are now.
Sweet. This is 105 The Ticket.
Think it ain't.
Have you downloaded Periscope?
No, I have not.
It's unbelievable. It's like live video streaming. I'm going to try and do it here. Hold on. You talk and do things.
Yeah.
Supposedly, Adrian Peterson had a little chit-chat last night with Mike Zimmer. After Mike Zimmer said his comments, you can either play here or you can not play. But he also said, there are rumors that Adrian Peterson told me he wasn't coming to OTAs. That's not the truth.
He had not called him at all.
Smoothed over. Still respect there for each other.
Okay. The coach told him exactly what the deal is. I mean, you have to appreciate a coach, a head coach, that lays it on the line, just puts the cards on top of the table and doesn't blow smoke up your ass. Mm. If they're being honest with you, that's all you can ask when you're playing in the NFL because it is a cutthroat business because they can tear the contract up.
According to Chris Thomason, who was just on the radio with Bob Sansevier from the Pioneer Press, went on a Twitter rant today. Chris Thomason's reporting that Adrian Peterson did about player contracts. One tweet dealt with a player being Adrian being asked to take a pay cut. But it was unclear if that had anything to do with Peterson's situation.
Well,
we don't know when he was asked. It was just kind of one of those blanket statements he just put out there. Because when you talk about Adrian Peterson, it's not really coherent, which is weird. Seems like a nice enough guy.
He does. I've met him.
But you can't put more than two words together, let alone especially if he's typing on his phone. He's got fat finger problems. I mean, he's a big guy. I have fat finger problems, too.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I'm a mess. I can't even feel my phone when I pick it up. Peterson is a good guy overall. In general, I think he's a fairly decent man. I think he really enjoys.
Even though most people would say he's an alleged sex addict and now a convicted child abuser.
Yeah.
What a great guy that guy is, huh?
Well,
so it's always so weird to me I think the same thing. I think Adrian Peterson, for me, as a Minnesota Viking fan, and for what he does in the community that I live in, from what I see, that the Viking spotlight, what he does, he seems like a great guy. But alleged sex addict and a convicted child abuser. Well, I mean, that's not that great of a person.
He will say that that's how he raises his kids. And yes, I like sex, but I'm a pretty nice guy. And that's what he'd say.
And I don't care. If you like look, sex. Look, everybody
go
likes
for
sex,
it.
Right?
Yeah, go for it. I say
but
go for
married.
It.
You're married. You have like 900 kids all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to hold off when you get married. Yeah. You want to pull her back a little bit. But I would say that he has done a lot in the community. We heard from someone yesterday who was talking about his community. I think it was Teddy. I know it was Teddy Bridgewater. Ted Bridgewater now here at Radioactive Sports. But Adrian has done an awful lot in this community. I know that he's raised a lot of money. I know that they are for Viking charities. They use his name when they can, as often as they can, and that normally draws a lot of people and a lot of money. He's done that. He's done that for a long time. But he's also done the thing that we've been putting up with now for a year and a half, this child abuse, and now we find our best player that we've had here in years not reporting to OTAs, not having a good attitude about what's happening with his contract, not wanting necessarily to play here, although he does seem to sound like he wants to come back and play now.
He doesn't have any choice.
I mean, look, let's just call it what it is. He wanted to play in Dallas. He talked with Jerry Jones. Everyone knows that that conversation really did happen. And Jerry Jones got off the hook, and he apologized, and he admitted to it. It went away quick. I don't know how it went away that quickly, but they did have a conversation that you're not supposed to have. Well, he's here. And no one's going to trade him to Dallas. That'd be the last team we would trade a good football player to, is Dallas. After what happened with us and Herschel, I don't think we'll ever do the Cowboys another favor.
Think the Vikings would rather trade him to the Green Bay Packers than
the
Dallas Cowboys.
I think they would. Yeah. We gave them 3 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, bastards. So here's the timeline with Adrian Peterson. Yesterday it all kind of started, well, a couple of days ago it started up again with Adrian Peterson's agent, or the story being rehashed by Yahoo Sports over the weekend, saying Adrian Peterson, contemplating retirement. And it got into this, got into that, a lot of questions at OTAs from Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer said yesterday, look, he can either play for us or he's not going to play at all because we own his rights, and that's what's going to happen. So after that, Adrian Peterson apparently called Mike Zimmer and smoothed things over. There's still respect for both of them. Then he released a statement to SportsCenter, Adrian did, saying it's about securing my future. Or he said, quote, it's about securing my future. I don't want to be traded from the Vikings. It's business, not personal, and I understand that firsthand. Go Vikings. And then today, he went on about a 43-minute Twitter rant. 651-989-9105, if you want to talk about the never-ending, never-dying story of Adrian Peterson. Here are the 11 tweets this afternoon listed in order.
This is very interesting, yet not very interesting. He is trying to convince us of something that he's just discovered. Go ahead.
So I'm going to read this as it's written. So if I stumble on some words, it's because the English isn't good. The spelling's not very great. Very good. Quote. Here we go. Number one. I love people who think they know it all. Shake my head. Research how many NFL teams hasn't honored a player's contract and learned something. Number two, question for the people, is a contract two-sided or one? Three, okay, great, two-sided. Well, why when one party decides, Mr. Question Mark, we want you to take a pay cut now or you better... Mr. Question Mark, we want you to take a pay cut now or better yet, flat out release you. Number four, there's never no talk about honoring a contract. Number five, I know hundreds of players that wish their team would have honored the contract, but instead got through to the side like trash. Not even sure what number this is, but I'll continue. A little crazy how one side has so much power that they can do as they please when it comes to the contract, but when the other side, players, feels for whatever reason, family, change of scenery, or simply what they feels just might work best for them, those same laws don't apply. It's about honoring your contract. Sounds like free will is being a little challenged to me. All I'm saying is, as a Minnesota Viking player, we need the same power to do as all 32 teams do, as they feel, under contract or not. It's time for a change. Then again, I'm grateful because at the end of the day, I know some of those same guys